Cape Talk.
The music feature.
I can smell the weekend. It's just around the corner, and we're going to continue our celebration of Cape Talk's 20 years in music to close out the show today. We are, of course, marking 20 years in music, 1 year at a time, and today it's the third installment celebrating the years 2007 to 2011. A reminder that there is a fantastic hamper up for grabs today if you can identify some of the big hit makers of these years. We're going to play for you again in a couple of minutes our music mega mix, and if you can identify at least half of the 16 artists featured, you'll win today's hamper, which includes a Cape Talk coffee mug, a Cape Talk cap, a solid gold double CD, and a copy of a book called Family Fun, which is a really informative guide to child-friendly activities from the toddlers to the teens. Activities in Cape Town, in Joburg, in Pretoria and Durban, child-friendly restaurants, museums worth seeing, places of interest. It's a great read compiled by Lisa McNamara, who you may know is the editor of the excellent Child magazine. So you really know these are well-vetted choices, and it's worth picking up if you are a parent or perhaps the friend of a child who likes to spend time with them. All of that could be yours. Just stand by for that mix in a couple of minutes' time and listen closely to our music guru, Sean Brokenshaw, as he might drop a couple of hints along the way. Sean, it's great to have you back with us. Thanks for joining us again today.
How are you all in Cape Town?
Yeah, great, thanks. Nice to have you with us, Sean. Before we talk about the music of the period, let me just set the scene historically, as it were. It was a time of real turmoil in the world that we are talking about here. The global economy came crashing down around us. The planet itself seemed to be revolting. There were erupting volcanoes in Iceland. There were heat waves in Europe. There were devastating earthquakes in Haiti and in Japan. We were worried about the swine flu outbreak. We saw one of the worst environmental disasters of all time when the Deepwater Horizon oil platform exploded in the Gulf of Mexico. Barack Obama was elected as America's first black president. One in every three people on this planet turned on a television to watch Britain's Prince William get married. And then we also lost some giants along the way, including the likes of Elizabeth Taylor, Luciano Pavarotti, Amy Winehouse, and of course Michael Jackson. Sean, it was a turbulent time in the world. What was going on in the music industry?
Well, that turbulence was certainly reflected in one big part of the music industry. After 9/11, people lost a taste for frivolity, and it saw the death of boy bands, primarily. That was the first thing that happened, the first important thing that happened. And out of those boy bands, some actually emerged with some credit, others just disappeared from view. Biggest was Justin Timberlake, who escaped from NSYNC, and he just started being a wizard of a producer and working with all number of people. And he's not to be confused. For those of us who remember when Bono had flowing locks, without putting too fine a point on it, it was a very confusing time because you had Justin Timberlake and then you had Timbaland, who was a rapper, and the two of them collaborated. You had Timberlake and Timbaland. Where to turn? And if you... A sidebar issue, I guess, but quickly touching on the technology, because that reflected the confusion. Just when it appeared that the fight was between Amazon and iTunes, suddenly they were going to be overtaken, and overtaken very, very quickly as a new model of getting music evolved. And that model was streaming and file sharing. And suddenly Amazon and iTunes found that their model wasn't that profitable because people could find it for free. In 2008, they announced that they were going to stop prosecuting people who file share. So relax at home. But in 2009, they started the new policy, which is to prosecute people who sell music illegally. And there was a case, the guy was fined $1.92 million to show as a first example. And so it's changing rapidly, and the formats you can listen to music on that came in that period of time include MP3s, DAPs, iPods, and then 3G smartphones. So it's a very, very open and confusing landscape as far as that's concerned. But music was actually easy to understand. And if you watch a program like American Voice, you can understand the major music types that predominant 10 years ago because they now are the major types reflected on that show, and that's hip-hop and rap, which emerged and grew and grew and soared and soared. The other is R&B diva style, and I'm referring here to Beyonce, who in 2005, Destiny's Child broke up, and she just dominated. She had so many catfights She fended off a whole number of challenges that her nemesis would arrive. She had fended off Rihanna, Gaga, Pink, Britney, and Madonna at various times. But then someone called Adele would arrive. And she would debut in 2007, her future nemesis, Beyoncé's. And she has the annoying habit of naming albums after her name, so it's after her age. So it's really easy to follow the career of Adele. It's just paint by numbers, 19, yeah. 21, et cetera, et cetera. And Adele has now, on the last Grammy Awards, has, I suppose, unofficially been crowned as the Queen Diva in terms of what they handed out. But the other type of music that really soared was country music. And it had a lot to do with the patriotic feelings of Americans post 9/11.
Yeah.
And you had a bit of a fight going on in country as well, because you had the traditional guys who were still there and they weren't going away. And you had new type of artists who were generally male that represented the traditional form of country singer. So you had the guys like Brad Paisley and Blake Shelton joining the established stars who loved doing collaborations. That was the most popular thing for the old country dudes to do. So you can have any number of combinations featuring Kenny Rogers, Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton, and Reba McEntire. They all worked with each other in various combinations and did various things. But they didn't like this new breed of uppity country female singers, because they felt that they were commercializing the spirit of country. And they are referred directly to Carrie Underwood and Taylor Swift, and more on a more crossover theme, Kelly Clarkson, who started crossing over to country. The dude from The Counting Crows suddenly became a country singer with great success, which surprised everyone. And so those are the three main styles of music. It didn't mean that my favorite type of music didn't grow massively. Rock. Rock progressed, and you had what was perceived as rock, but it was actually post-punk, and that was represented by Green Day and Blink-182. And they, to me, the album of the period, but not the song of the period, is 21st Century Breakdown, because it's just so spot on. It's hard to identify a song. But you also had mainstream rock grew and grew, and the biggest band at that point was Nickelback, who had a string of hits. I've chosen as my song one of the Nickelback songs, just to touch on the local scene, because all sorts of exciting things were happening there. It wasn't very exciting that Ducky Dube was shot down, and we remember that. But Afrikaans music grew like you can't believe, and it was in a strange kind of way, in a strange sort of direction, because the guys from the Full Frame Movement were now seen as old-timers, and that kind of almost broken-down semi-folk country Afrikaans rock stagnated, and it was only Corin Zoid who revived it in the period. But alternative Afrikaans and indie rock grew like you can't believe, and you had people collaborating unbelievably well. We also had the international success of bands like the Dave Matthews Band and Cedar, who stood on their own feet. You know, whether they were South African or not was irrelevant. They were leaders in their field. But you also had these bands like the Police Car Band. I won't say that on air.
Thank you.
You had Fun Coke Cartel, Hevels Fantasties, and they all collaborated. And they collaborated with my second most favorite song of the decade, with a guy called Jack Parrow.
Yeah.
That he provided Kula's Echo, which to me, every time I hear that song, it makes me smile. And that means it's a good song. But the song I like, I suppose, as the representative song of the decade, has got such a fantastic message. And Nickelback, who are Canadians, absolutely knocked out the American competition when it came to rock, and especially mainstream rock in the period. They just had hit album after hit album. In 2008, they had an album called Dark Horses, which went triple platinum, and it produced many, many hits. And the biggest was a song called If Today Was Your Last Day, which certainly bears thinking about.
Sean, fascinating again, and we're going to play out with that Nickelback song for you in just a moment. I have to say, you've chosen one of my favorites as your second best off 21st Century Breakdown, which is the song 21 Guns. I will never forget from this era. Lovely to have you with us again, and we'll chat again next week about the final 5 years of Cape Talk's musical history. Sean Brokenshaw, the music guru, on the line from Joburg there with some, I'm just really loving the insights we're getting, as well as the memories we're sharing of the developments in the music industry. And What we're going to do right now is play you once more, one more time, our mega mix of big hits of the years 2007 to 2011. Sean has laid down a couple of hints in his little bit there that might help you along the way. Grab a pen and paper. If you can identify at least 8 of them, phone us now on 021-446-0567. It's too late to apologize. Well, I'm told that Lindy in Newlands thinks she knows all 16. Let's give it a bash. Lindy, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Let's go for it. Who did you hear there?
Okay. One Republic.
Yes.
Paula Toon.
Correct.
Leona Lewis.
Yep.
Rihanna.
Correct.
Coldplay.
Mm-hmm.
Katy Perry.
Yep.
Jack Sparrow.
Of course.
Black Eyed Peas.
Correct.
Jason Mraz.
What?
Alicia Keys.
Yep.
Lady Antebellum.
Correct.
Shakira and Freshly Ground.
Correct.
Justin Bieber.
Yes.
Lady
Sorry about
Gaga.
That. Yes.
Lock and Roll.
Yep.
And Adele.
Of course, it was Adele. 16 out of 16. Great. That is amazing, Lindy.
Thank you.
Are you just a massive music fan? I mean, did you know them straight away?
I work in the industry.
Okay.
So I think I have a good ear and apparently a very good memory. I got it all before you played it the second time.
That is fantastic. Well, congratulations. It means
you
are the winner of our hampers. They're coming your way. Your own Cape Talk cap and coffee mug, a double CD solid gold edition, and a copy of the book Family Fun of Grateful Family Activities in Cape Town. We hope you really enjoy them.
Awesome. Oh, thank you so much.
Lindy, fantastic performance. Well done again. Please hold the line so that my producer can take your details. 16 out of 16. Well, that's way better than we've done so far in this competition. Congratulations. And we'll post the full mix and the list of artists and songs on the website and on the various media channels after the show today. Sean has picked Nickelback as his song of the era, and we'll use that to play out the show.
My best friend gave me the best advice. He said each day's a gift and not a given right. Leave no stone. Fears behind and try to take the path less traveled by. That first step you take is the longest ride. Yesterday was your last day and tomorrow was too late. Could you say goodbye yesterday? Would you live each moment like your if today was your last day? If today was your last day. Against the grain should be a way of life. What's worth the prize is always worth the fight. Every second counts, cause there's no second try. So live like I'm never living twice. Don't take the free ride in your own life. Yesterday was your last day and tomorrow was too late. Could you say goodbye yesterday? Or would you live each moment like